Hello, today is Monday, April 8th, and welcome to episode 320 of Fault Lines, the National Security Institute's podcast that gets you quickly up to speed three times a week on the national security and foreign policy debates shaking up America. I'm NSI's founder and executive director, Jamil Jaffer. I'm joined today on the Day of the Eclipse by NSI's deputy director, Jessica Jones, and senior fellows Lester Munson and Morgan Venia. So in addition to today being the Day of the Eclipse, we are having some serious diplomatic crises going on in Latin America. Specifically, on Friday, the Ecuadorian government raided the Mexican embassy in Quito, Ecuador, in order to reacquire former Vice President Jorge Glass. Jorge Glass had retreated to the embassy after a judge ordered him back off of parole back to jail following his convictions for bribery and corruption. These bribery cases involved construction and the like and procurement in the government. The former government was also known for being close to the Sinaloa cartel there in Ecuador, or the remnants of it. El Patron, in fact, the leader of the local cartel there, was reported to have been close to Jorge Glass. The Ecuadorians are being accused by many countries around the globe, including the United States, of violating the Vienna Convention on Diplomatic Immunities, which includes the protection of embassies as essentially inviolable under international law. This is also interesting because if you all recall, for 7 years, the Ecuadorian embassy in London hosted one Julian Assange, who eventually was kicked out of the Ecuadorian embassy for his bad behavior and arrested by the Brits and eventually sent to the United States. But the interesting thing here is the Ecuadorian is not willing to tolerate the potential granting of asylum by Mexico to this individual, to Vice President Jorge Glass. And ultimately, after the granting of asylum last Friday, went in and raided the embassy. So, Morgan, what should we make of all this? Is this a real problem? Should we be concerned about the violation of international law? Is this real international? I mean, this is a treaty, so maybe it's more real international law than other international we talk about on this podcast. What do you think?
Yeah, this is not an easy situation to unpack here. I think bottom line, I think two things can be true. One is that, you know, this was a clear violation of the 1961 Vienna Convention on Diplomatic Relations. The second, though, is that the former Ecuadorian administration was completely in bed with the narcos. Glass, in particular, was corrupt. He was out on bail, which was believed to have been paid by El Patron. So I think we need to be very clear-eyed that Glass is he's not a hero. You have this brotherhood of Latin American countries led by Mexico that, you know, love to protect their own, love to sort of claim, you know, this immunity. But at the same time, though, we're not dealing with, you know, necessarily clean people. They are in bed with the narcos. Ecuador is plagued by, you know, criminal gangs, much of which, you know, have connections, as you mentioned, to the Sinaloa cartel in Mexico. So I think we just need to be very sort of clear-eyed about the situation. I would also note that the current Ecuadorian government is really sort of taking a look at neighboring El Salvador and their model and how they are cracking down on the cartels there. For its part, the United States also has better relations with this administration than it did with the previous one. During the previous government, the United States was incredibly restricted, particularly in its counter-narcotic activity, as well as its international development work. So needless to say, this is a complicated situation, but I don't think there are any, you know, clear favorites here.
So Jess, Morgan tells us there's no heroes here, but appears to be making some amount of excuses for what everyone else seems to think is a pretty clear violation of international law. The invasion of an embassy to get, admittedly, a convicted, corrupt politician. Should we be concerned about what's going on here? Should we be worried that this is going to lead to other attacks on embassies, whether in Ecuador or elsewhere? I mean, Morgan's right that we do have this new president, Daniel Noboa, who is favored by the United States. Obviously, Ecuador has been a challenging country for us for a while. I mean, you know, should we give this guy a pass? Is this all right?
I have a slightly different take than Morgan. I don't think two wrongs make a right. I'm not saying that, you know, obviously.
Oh, all right. So two wrongs don't make a right. Okay. That's the rule.
The issue, though, of whether Mexico should have granted political asylum is a different issue of whether Ecuador should be able to go into an embassy, break down the doors, knock over diplomats, and bring someone out. I mean, we didn't pressure the Brits to do that when it came to Assange. in London, and they certainly wouldn't have listened. And so I don't think there's any difference here. I mean, obviously Noboa, you know, the US government has been providing additional support in the wake of like increasing violence in Ecuador. Noboa himself is, you know, running for re-election next year on, you know, restoring law and order and that tough guy image, which we're continuing to see in Latin America. And so this is a political, you know, a domestic win for him, but we shouldn't allow international law to be walked over just so he can get a domestic win.
Well, so President Obrador in Mexico, obviously very concerned about this. His ambassador was PNG'd the day before, right before asylum was granted, right? And so there's some tension here that already was bubbling over. No love lost. I mean, is this just another sort of run of the mill? It's Latin America. These things happen. We should let it go, or should we be defending the rule of law here? And look, I guess at the end of the day, the Ecuadorian position could be, well, we don't really care about the Vienna Convention and come after our embassies if you want to. But of course, neither we nor the Brits did that when it came to Julian Assange.
And what do you think about the solar eclipse?
Solar eclipse. There'll be another one soon. Jamil, I think the important thing we do here is embrace the nuance of the situation, as Morgan was indicating. And if we don't do that, we're failing. I think the larger issue here is a real dispute between Ecuador and Mexico. AMLO insulted Noboa by implying he had come to power illegitimately. This is part of a larger arm wrestling match between the right and the left in Latin America, and there's other examples of this. It is true that the U.S. has decent relationships with Noboa, but I think the administration is going to be tempted to come down and kind of get into the details here and start picking sides and winners and losers, and I think they should avoid doing that. Let this thing sort itself out. The U.S. should have good offices with both sides. The U.S. should condemn the obvious violation of the convention here, and going into someone's embassy is not okay. But the larger issue is this conflict between the right and left. The U.S. has to play a mediating role here, or others from the outside are going to come in and take advantage of the schism and look for advantage with one side or the other. And that's what we really need to be guarding against at the end of the day.
Well, so less is for nuance. Morgan is anti-international law, and Jess just wants to make it all right. Well, that's a wrap. Thanks so much to Devlin Burney, Claude Jennings, the NSI staff for their help in producing today's episode. Join us again on Wednesday, April 10th for another episode of Fault Lines, the National Security Institute's podcast that gets you smart fast on the national security and foreign policy debate that's shaking up America. Fault Lines is now on YouTube, so be sure to check out our channel for a video of today's episode. There will not be video of the eclipse. And if you like what you heard or saw, be sure to rate, review, and subscribe. If you're in the D.C. area, enjoy the eclipse. Well, actually, if you're anywhere in the U.S., enjoy the eclipse.